Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Here on News Radio 930 WBEN, the Friday show of Beach & Company. Joe Beamer with you till noon. Hope you're having a great, marvelous, fantastic Friday morning. Bills preseason game tonight, as I said in the open. I've kind of lost my excitement over preseason football. I'm ready for regular season. There's a few regular season college games, what they call week zero tomorrow. Very excited for that. And then Virginia Tech, 8 days from right now in Boston. Can't wait. But we're talking about divorce and marriages this morning. Here's what made me think of it on another radio station. They were talking about a couple who got married, went on a honeymoon, and then 8 days later told the people that went to their wedding they were getting divorced. Now, this isn't the first time I've heard. That's the first time I've heard of 8 days. But I knew of a situation last year where someone got married. 3 months later, they were separated. A year later, the bride is already dating someone else. And then I went on Google because I haven't been married, so I have not been divorced, and read of different situations of people who get divorced within a year. This one woman got divorced after 3 months, but they all said the same thing. They all said, you know, I kind of saw the writing on the wall before the wedding. We disregarded all of it as prep for the wedding and all that. So then I looked into divorce statistics, and I said, hey, there's a show here. So I'm asking you, did you rush to get married? If you got divorced, why? What led to it? What was the final nail in the coffin? If not, say you've had a very successful marriage, what challenges have you gone through? I have a great text on the board that I will get to after we finish with Dan that answers that question right there. What changes after you say I do? Dan's had did a good job of answering that. So has Terry. And after how many divorces do you just give up on marriage? That's off the Larry King filing for his eighth divorce. 803-0930. Start 930 on the cell phone. Dan in West Seneca is so nice to hang on. Dan, I interrupted you as you were saying. So much different of a mindset at 30 than at 60.
Well, absolutely correct. And you cannot take into account how whatever life deals you. Okay, so you marry Susie. Okay, Joe, you marry Susie. And the two of you are together, and early in your relationship, you're making more money than Susie. You're making plans. You're communicating really, really well. Susie gets promoted. Lots of different things happen to her. She likes her new identity. She likes her new, you know, her new self. And she may outgrow you, or the reverse could happen. And you don't have to let it happen. But here I am, older now. And I'm going to tell you, there are things that you can't control. And it even creates a larger problem when you try to control it. You have to grow. You have to bend. You have to compromise. And in my own life, metaphorically, all those things. I think I was the happiest Joe when I had one in diapers, one potty training, and the other one was in third grade. We didn't have time for nothing. We were just holding on to the seat of our pants, and we were trying to take care of our family and make it work, and we didn't have time to be petty. And then later, metaphorically, when we had money and we had time because the children grew up and left, you know, then it became, well, we have this money, and I got to tell you, we didn't have two nickels to rub together in the beginning, and we almost made the millionaire class toward the end. And then the strain was what to do with the money. I always wanted to do this. Well, I always wanted to do that. I want a bigger house. I want a boat. You know what? So you don't always grow together. And if you didn't have time to be selfish when you were young, you may find out that you become selfish when you get older. I wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect. I loved my three children. And I'll tell you this, I love my ex-wife. I wasn't in love with her any longer. And because of her, I was successful. But in the end, she didn't want to live the rest of our life. And really, I felt like, you know, hit the bricks, get the hell out of here, and whatever I got left, I'm going to try to make work. I was insulted and hurt and angered by all of it, but I can tell you that I overcome it. And whatever the good Lord gives me, I'm going to live. I'd never get married again. I will tell you that. I don't know what that says to young people. I wish them well.
Well, Dan, thanks for hanging on. You have a great weekend. Dan in West Seneca going through everything. Yeah, so he said, you know, he was married for 30 years. They had their challenges when they had kids. They got through those challenges. But it was after the kids had left, they realized, all right, you know, we've worked our lives. We've had this money. But their idea of what to do with that money, that's a very interesting way to put it. Because so far this morning, the examples have been, oh, we got married too young. The writing was on the wall. We just didn't have the patience for each other. And looking at stats of why people divorce in the United States. Now, remember, you can answer more than one. So these aren't going to equal 100% because respondents answered more than one of these things. A lack of commitment, 73%. Now, as Dan said, this isn't a millennial thing. I mean, divorce has been going on. You know, growing up, I had friends whose parents were divorced. My parents, I guess lucky for me, still married today, 36 years. So congratulations, Joe and Janet. But so this isn't just a millennial thing. As Dan said, my examples have to do with millennials, but obviously I want your story as well if you are not a millennial and what happened or what didn't happen, what could have happened, and what did you do to make sure that wasn't the end of your marriage. As Dan said, I mean, it was simple as they fell out, you know, once they decided there were two different things they wanted to do after the kids left, he did at one point love his wife. It wasn't a lack of love, but that love just no longer was there. And you hear that as well. And sometimes you just have to be honest. So this list, remember, you can answer more than once. So the lead of the list, lack of commitment, 73%. Argue too much, 56%. Now, I kind of think arguing is a cop-out because we argue with friends, all right? We argue, you know, some of my best friends in the world, we've had arguments. So I think if you got through the point to where you're married now, you most likely argued before marriage, but arguing too much, 56% of people say that's why they got a divorce. 55% say infidelity. 46% say they married too young. 45% unrealistic expectations. 44% lack of equality in the marriage, lack of preparation, 41%. So you can see it's a bunch of different things, but it seems most people who get divorced say the main reason was lack of commitment, or that they argued too much, or that one we talked about a little bit earlier, infidelity. I'd like to know what you think. 803-0930. Tell me, when you got married, were you too young? Looking back on it now, did you rush into marriage? And then once you got married, realized, this isn't the person I thought I was marrying. What was that realization? What finally went off and you said, this isn't the person I've been dating blank amount of years. This is completely different. What was that final nail in the coffin? Or maybe you're still together now. You've had your challenges. What are those challenges you overcame? And what changes when you say, I do? Why are so many people... Not so many, I'm sorry. Why are there these examples of marriages ending in under a year? What is different about the 2 years before when you were dating slash engaged that the I do changed everything? 803-0930. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach. It's Joe Beamer on the Friday show of Beach and Company. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. What better way to get people off on the right foot today? Get a little pep in your step. We're talking divorce this morning, and just a few numbers to throw before we get back to the phones. I was talking about cohabitating partners, right? That number is up 29% since 2007. And in the article I read here from Good Housekeeping, it says, while no age group has seen an increase in divorce rates, the decline of overall divorce is pinned to millennials who have trends working in their favors. Cohen notes that numbers of the generation, and that's Philip Cohen of the University of Maryland, by the way, Cohen notes that the members of the generation wait longer to get married and are more established and stable when they do, leading to fewer divorce risks. That's right. People who wait till they're at least 25 are 24% less likely to get a divorce than those who get married in their early 20s. Yes, the average age for couples going through the first divorce is 30. However, if you wait to 30, you have a 24% higher chance, less chance, I'm sorry, to get divorced. So, I'm sorry, if you wait till 30, if you get married after the age of 30, that risk of divorce goes down 24%. But here is something interesting, and I don't see the correlation here. And if this happened to you, would you please let me know? Because I found this really, really interesting. It says, if you have a close friend go through a divorce, okay? A close friend go through a divorce, you are 147% more likely to get a divorce yourself. I don't get the correlation. Am I missing something there? Let me read that again. If a close friend goes through a divorce, you are 147% more likely to become divorced. This from a divorce attorney website, by the way, if you're looking for the source. That's crazy to me. It has that much influence. That's like going back to Boy Meets World when Topanga's parents got divorced, so she broke up with Corey. It was nonsense in the late 90s, and 30-year-old me still can't process this. 140% more likely just because your friend got a divorce? Oh my gosh. If anyone understands that correlation, please let me know. 3930. Ruth in Buffalo has been hanging on. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I was listening to, what was his name, the caller before?
Dan in West Seneca.
Yeah, he had some good points. For me, I met my husband when I was 19. I got married at age 21, so I'm 30 now. I've been married for 8 years. And in the last 4 years, I had started having kids. So I have 3 kids under 3. And, I mean, obviously everyone's different. But I think he had some good points as far as, like, kids. It is, it's hard. But your point about, like, best friends who get a divorce, like, I know people who are walking through a divorce who got married around the same time as me. And I do think that it can be an influence because they can spew a lot of negativity. So you got to be careful what you listen to, you know what I mean?
But isn't that number, don't you find that astounding? 147% increase in your chance of getting divorced just because of a close friend?
Yeah, but I also think who you hang out with, like if they're your best friend and you're hanging out with them all the time, if they are had a really bitter divorce, like they can have an influence on you and start to plant seeds, you know, in your marriage. So you got to be careful, like what you allow in.
You got to take that information with a grain of salt.
Yeah, because they're kind of bitter. And so I mean, it just depends on what happened.
Ruth, let me ask you. You said you got married at 21?
Yeah.
Now, how long were you guys dating before you got married?
We were dating 1 year, and then we were engaged for a year.
Okay, so you would say you didn't get married too young. You found the right guy, and so far everything's going out great.
Yeah. For me, it's a little bit different. I mean, I know, like, not everyone would agree with me on this, but for me, I didn't like have sex before I had got married. So like I kind of got to know his character and who he is as a person. So we asked a lot of deep questions. So when he was in like a bad situation or if he was angry, I seen the worst of him. You know what I mean? So I kind of knew who he was before I married him.
Yeah. You know, that is on the sheet I'm looking at that, you know, that situation, you're actually 20 7% less likely to get a divorce. So that actually plays right into the topic. Now, as Dan said, sometimes adding kids adds stress. Have you noticed that stress in your marriage, or is the marriage still strong? You both are just stressed.
No, I definitely think he made a lot of really good points. Like, okay, after you have a kid, like as a woman, your body completely changes and your hormones change, and like the postpartum depression, like it's such a real thing. And I think it's really hard. I mean, I have three kids under, like three and under. So like, it's very, very difficult, but I have a really good support system. Like my husband's really good support. And I think that is an important key. Like having someone who you know, like through the good and bad is going to be with you when things get really stressful. So like that makes, for me, like, I think that's what makes it work.
Okay. So what would you say? Because these numbers, as I said, there are people are getting married after 3 months of marriage. Now, the leading up to your wedding, you're 21, the leading up, all that planning, that had to be a stressful time, right?
Well, personally, I think people spend too much money on weddings. Like people,
I would agree.
I've seen people care more about the wedding and not so much about asking important questions. Like I've witnessed people, like, they get married, and afterwards, I talk to them, they're like, oh, I found out this person doesn't want kids. I'm like, ask them before you got married?
You would think that's, like, one of the, once you're thinking of maybe popping the question, that question, I don't know, comes up in general conversation.
Yeah, like, stuff like, are we going to put our income together? Are we going to have kids? Like, things like that. Where are we going to live? You know, if you're religious or not religious, like if it's two different mix, are we going to send our kids to church? Like stuff like that. Like then when you get to it, like if someone who is religious and someone who is not religious, you know, get married, like when you have kids, it's a big conflict. It just depends. Like people divorce for all kinds of different reasons. But I think some of these uncomfortable topics, like you don't really want to talk about them, but you got to talk about them. And I think people put a lot of focus on like planning out the perfect wedding, but I think you just don't go in debt in a wedding. That's what I think. That's another thing, like financial stress. Like if you go in debt for a wedding, you're starting your marriage off a wrong foot. Personally, that's what I think.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, I think they're focusing so much on the event. They don't know the person until after they get married. Like that's kind of backwards. Get to know the person and then, okay, we'll get married. We'll plan the event. But I think kind of like what Terry in Texas said, they want all those pictures for Instagram, Facebook, they're worried about their life afterwards.
Yeah. And I also think like a lot of people.
Hey, Ruth, let me hold you on. We got a news update here. We'll get right back to you after the news with Randy Bushover here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on the Friday edition of Beach & Company. On the phone with Ruth, who hung over during the break. We were talking about the making it of an event, people our age, making the marriage an event, and then asking questions later, Ruth.
Yep.
And you said you had a friend who said they didn't know their husband didn't want kids until after they were married.
Yeah. It was surprising to me. And then the other thing that I've witnessed is, like, people not being completely honest about who they've been with. Like, they don't tell. They're not. Like, I feel like if you get married to someone, they should know all your relationships that you've been in. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, because otherwise, like, later on in life, like, those things, I don't know, you bump into those people. And so, like, I think that's another thing that divides people. Like, I've never had to experience that because my husband was, like, the first person I was with. But, like, I've seen other people have to experience that, and it's, like, a very painful thing for them.
Yeah, I would think before marriage, before even talk of engagement, you know, there's no secrets, right? Just let everything from the past, good and bad, out there, because you don't want it later in life being out there and being a problem, maybe even leading to divorce.
Yeah, because, like, honesty is so important. I think, like, if you're struggling, or there has to be a safe place for you to be able to talk. And I think for me, two things that have definitely helped is, like, always having a date night, like, once a week. It doesn't have to be, like, at a restaurant, just going for a walk or whatever. But whether you're dating or you're married, having a date night. And then another thing I would say is making sure you have a safe person to talk to when you're in arguments. Like, some people, like, they get in a fight and then they tell the whole world all their problems. So, like, you got to be careful, like, who you talk. You know what I mean? There's got to be wisdom. If you get in an argument, maybe have, like, two people that you talk to.
Yeah. You know, venting as your Facebook post probably isn't the best way to go when you're trying to vent after a relationship argument.
No, like, definitely not Facebook.
Well, Ruth, thank you so much for hanging on. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. That's Ruth in Buffalo. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. We had a texter. Couples who do not live together before marriage are likely to stay married. That right now is actually true, according to the statistics. Let's see. 60% of couples that live together will eventually marry. However, living together prior to marriage can increase the chance of getting divorced by as much as 40%. Now, the other article I referenced where it said divorce is down and people living together is increased by 29%, that was people not married. That was using the example, some millennials aren't even going through the process of marriage, they're just living together. So we'll see if that influences this number on down the road. Again, this is a study between the years of 2007 and 2017. So we'll see if those numbers in the next decade fluctuate at all. 803-0930, let's go to Roy in Boston. Roy, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. My story is different.
All right.
I never dated. I didn't go to the senior prom or anything like that. And I graduated from school and started working and met my future wife, who was working her way through school. On our first date, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. And believe it or not, she felt the same way. But we did not relate that to one another. It was our first date. Well, about a month later, we were talking about something, and she said to me, "What do you plan on doing for the rest of your life?" I said, "Marry you." She said, "You never asked me." I said, "Will you marry me?" She said, "Yes." So a short time later, we were married. I was 19 when I was married. We were married for 52 years before she died, 4 years and 95 days ago. Now, if every woman was like her, there would be no such thing as divorce. I still wear my wedding ring because my wife and I were of the same mindset. Our marriage is like our love. It's eternal. And that's my story.
Roy, that is beautiful. Sorry for your loss, though, but that is a beautiful story, Roy. I have nothing to add to that. That is absolutely beautiful. 52 years of marriage. Roy, thank you so much for the story.
Well, you know, it just shows that it is possible.
Yeah. Now, obviously, in 52 years, you had your challenges, right? I mean, there were things that came up. You just didn't throw the flag in, right?
Well, it's life, and you know, things happen in life. There's illnesses. There's things that happen, but we always worked together and helped each other and supported each other through it. Because you know, nothing is as perfect, but you know, things happen. Something breaks. There's a car accident, there's this, there's that, you know, there's all sorts of obstacles in life that you have to overcome. But if you do it together and you're devoted to each other and you support each other, you can overcome the impossible.
For sure, Roy, for sure. Hey, thanks, man. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Roy in Boston. Oh, what a heartbreaking end, but a great story. 19, they knew after the first date, they both knew, this is the person for me. Like Roy said, curveballs are thrown at you. That life is all curveballs. That's actually a Rascal Flatts reference. But there's, you know, life's not always going to be perfect. It's not going to be the Hallmark movie, all right? And we've seen stories from Roy. We had Ruth on before that. They got married young and making it work, you know? I mean, after the first date, both those people, both Roy and his wife knew, hey, this is it. This is the person. That's a beautiful, beautiful story. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. You can shoot us a text at 3930. So what kicked this all off? What made me think, ooh, let's do a divorce/marriage show, was I heard a story, again, on another radio station, about a couple. They got married. They were longtime boyfriend, girlfriend. They had been dating for a while. They got married, went on their honeymoon, and when they came back, 8 days after the wedding, they announced to their friends, yeah, we're going to file for divorce. This isn't going to work. So, obviously, someone like me who has not been married or divorced, had to do a little bit of research, and I came up with these fine questions. Did you rush to get married? Now, that's situation by situation, because a lot of people would listen to Roy's story and say, oh, they knew they were after a month, but that was not rushed. They were together 52 years. So that wasn't a rushed marriage, but maybe you were dating for 6 months, decided to get married, loved the big wedding, loved the spectacle, but then afterwards, who's this person? Who did I marry? Which is another name of a movie, by the way. So did you rush to get married? If you were divorced, what were the signs leading to that divorce? What was the final nail in the coffin? If not, if you had a beautiful story of marriage success, like Roy just shared with us, what challenges did you overcome? What happened to you guys that you see other couples using as a reason for divorce? And what changes once you say, I do? What is different from the 2 years before when you were dating/engaged to right after you say, I do? What changes with those two little words? Would love to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone, and shoot me a text at 3930. Guess what? I got a deal of the day for you. Do you like to watch hard-hitting football action? Well, armor up at the Armor Inn and save. Get $20 toward Armor Inn taproom food and brews for just $10. Save 50% while you watch the game with today's deal of the day. And interestingly enough, you can get it at BuffaloPerks.com. It is Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on the Friday show of Beach & Company. Talking all about divorce and what got you there or what saved you from getting there. A few good stories here on the text line at 3930. We'll start with Joe. My wife and I have been married for 14 years, and we would not change a thing. The key is you must realize going in, there will be difficult times. Example, we had to file for bankruptcy. We both had major surgery, and we both lost our parents. But through it all, were good times. Dave in West Seneca. So, I mean, they went through a bankruptcy, and as the stats show, financial turbulence definitely leads to divorce for some people. Dan also mentioned that, Dan in West Seneca. But Dave and his wife, they've been through a lot in 14 years and still going strong. They said they wouldn't change a thing. Joe, the best advice my dad ever gave me was that men regard money differently than women. Just knowing that has helped a lot in my marriage. Another one, Joe, compromise, compromise, compromise. That's what marriage is all about. Also, good morning, Marion. Hope Frank's first night home went well. By the way, in case you didn't see my note on the days off wall in the kitchen, I like Friday 8-3 off. I can work Wednesday the 28th instead if that's helpful. You might have texted the wrong person. Just saying. But Marion, if you're listening, this texter would like August 3rd off. They might have the request in just a little late because it is August 23rd. I'm just saying. I am still flabbergasted by this statistic of 147%. You are 147% more likely to become divorced if a close friend gets divorced. Should our relationships be that influenced by a close friend? Like you would think, right? Common sense would say, hey, my friend's going through a divorce or my friend's going through a breakup. Obviously, the things they're going to say to me are going to be anti-couple, okay? So if you have a female friend or a male friend, if you have a male friend, he's going to talk poorly, most likely, about his ex and maybe just women in general. And if it's a woman, vice versa. You would think you'd take those comments with a grain of salt, right? Obviously, someone going through a tough divorce is probably going to come to you and say, I don't know why anyone would get married. This is stupid, you know, all that negative stuff. But you would think going into it, you know, you take that with a grain of salt. Like, okay, they're going through a tough time. I'm not going to let this speech influence my marriage. But apparently it does if your chances of divorce go up 147% just based on the fact that a close friend gets divorced. That's crazy. That's crazy. Maybe I'm not seeing the correlation. 3930 if you do. 803-0930. Asking all questions about divorce and marriage. A fun Friday topic. Now, Terry in Texas did bring up Larry King. And he said, why would Larry King's ex-wife want to marry someone who's been divorced 7 times? Well, this article in the AOL, on the AOL.com this morning, says that Sean, his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, doesn't plan on fighting his push for divorce because she's been told by doctors he's dying. But TMZ reports that he was pushed to file for divorce by his 2 sons, who said their mother personally asked for his will and trust to be changed. She wants things on her side once the day comes. So, Terry, maybe that answers your question. Why would someone look at Larry King, who's been divorced 7 times, and say, ooh, I think I'll marry this guy? There's your answer. I think she was young. She sees money on the wall. I don't know. She wants his will changed. But looks like it might blow up in her face if he gets that divorce. 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone. A lot of people have texted in that living together is anti-marriage, right? It works against you. And the numbers between 2007 and 2017 would support that. However, there has been a trend of more people living together. That number's up 29%, but also not getting married. Do you see a problem there, 803-0930? I definitely see that problem. See, I see a problem with making it all about the event, making it all about the wedding, but I also see a problem with not getting married at all, lacking that commitment, lacking the want for that commitment. You know, there is a nice middle, which in 2019, it seems like anything we talk about, there's no middle, there's no median. Or as this texter said, there's no compromise. I don't know about you, but okay, I don't need the big $50,000 event with all the pictures. But again, I would like some level of commitment, not just living together. All right, so I'd love to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone, or shoot me a text at 3930. It's Joe Beamer on the Friday version of Beach & Company.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.